Dealing with difficult people often leads to conflict. What do I mean by conflict? I mean where the concerns of two people appear to be incompatible. I said appear to be because often if you talk about it, you might find you're closer than you think. Conflict gurus Thomas and Kilman put together their conflict mode instrument, a diagnostic tool to provide strategies to handle difficult situations. This looks at two behaviours. First of all, assertiveness. In this context, this means the extent to which we get our own way. Secondly, cooperativeness. The extent to which we help other people get their own way. This leads to five ways to handle conflict as follows. First of all, we can be cooperative but unassertive. This is particularly relevant where we feel we can't say no to a request, where we're being accommodating. In this case, the other person gets what they want at your expense. For example, your boss asks you to do something when you haven't really got the time, but you say yes anyway. The trouble is, if you're always accommodating, then how are you really perceived? The likelihood is that you may be seen as a bit of a doormat and not truly credible for leadership. However, there may be times when it is appropriate to be accommodating, particularly if the other person's issue is more important than yours, or it's important to maintain harmony. Perhaps in a difficult client negotiation when it's politically expedient to back down. Secondly, you can be assertive but not cooperative. This is the opposite and is where we are competing. If accommodating is the yes box, this is the no box. Where we are competing, we pursue our own goals at the expense of others. Perhaps this is how we perceive difficult people. However, there are times when it is appropriate to behave in this way. For example, when a quick decision is needed, or when you know you're right. The third strategy is to be unassertive and uncooperative. This is where we avoid the conflict by not addressing it and hoping it will go away. In this situation, neither party gets what they want. The problem is the issue doesn't go away. It's merely deferred and can possibly lead to others being drawn in. This strategy may be appropriate if you need more time to reflect or more information to respond, or if you've got more important things to do. However, it's important that this is communicated to the other party. For example, do you mind if I just check my diary, as I think I've already got quite a busy schedule and I need to see if I can move anything around? Midway is compromising and may seem ideal, but it's actually where both parties get what neither party wanted. This is a mutually accepted partial solution which satisfies both parties. For example, I'm asked to do 4 hours work, but I can only agree to 2 hours and this is accepted. The problem is the job's therefore only partially done and there's a danger that the person will then approach me after 2 hours to ask when I can complete it. Therefore, it's important to make it clear that this is the deal and there's no comeback. A compromise is appropriate where a quick solution is needed and collaboration's not going to work. Finally, you can be assertive and cooperative. This is known as collaborating. With this strategy, both parties get what they want. They work together to find a solution which satisfies both parties, even if it looks a bit different from what they both first thought. To successfully collaborate, it's vital for both parties to fully understand what the other party wants. And it's appropriate when the issue is important to both parties. Long-term relationships are important and you want a creative solution. It's important to think of your strategy when entering into a conflict situation. Whilst your first instinct may be to say no or want to say no, it may not be appropriate in that instance. This will depend on the issue causing the conflict. Things to consider include: how important is the issue to you and the other person? What will your actions do to the relationship and how important is this relationship? What will it do to my reputation? What are the consequences of me helping or not helping? The answers to these questions will lead to the appropriate style. However, the way in which you deliver the message will be important in gaining respect and credibility. So let's look at your behaviour.